Welcome to the Manga Was Better podcast. Today we'll be discussing Dragon Ball Super, specifically the Granola Survivor arc. This covers chapter 67 to chapter 87, halfway through volume 15 up to volume 20. Spoilers ahead. This takes place after the Moro arc. My favorite part of the whole arc was chapter 87, the end. I have not been as excited for Dragon Ball Super in a long time until I read this chapter. The art, I give it 5 stars. The transformation of Ego and the ending specifically, I love the new art styles of the new transformations. Themes. I enjoy that they brought back the Dragon Ball themes. For example, why don't more people wish for power? Now we get the explanation. It's because it uses your lifespan and all these little details that we're expanding upon Dragon Ball lore. I absolutely love that. The fighting is of Dragon Ball Super, obviously, is great. So 5 stars, no question about that. Characters, again, 5 stars. Granola is amazing. His development is amazing. His design is amazing. Elec, Gas, and everybody else presented, I did not care as much. But Granola and everyone on the planet and everything, it was great. Story. I love that in the beginning they were referencing the balance shifting, and you're thinking, okay, maybe it's Vegeta now, or maybe it's another person, in this case Granola, whatever, anything. And now you don't see it up until the end what the Oracle meant with the balance shifting. I love that foreshadowing, right? We got a lot of lore. Beerus admitted to Vegeta that he ordered Frieza to destroy the planet of Vegeta. We got all the section of him trying to get his own power, not trying to do Ultra Instinct, and he learned Ego in training with Beerus, etc. We got all the Bardock lore, which I love because he has not been canon up until this point. From the first chapter, I saw an ape with the X around his cheek. I'm like, oh my god, we're getting Bardock. This will be great, right? And the training motivation for Goku and Vegeta, I absolutely love it. The ending, 5 stars. I love the ending. Again, spoilers. The Black Frieza transformation, and just not even the transformation, when he shows up out of nowhere and starts destroying folks, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. This has been one of my favorite endings in Dragon Ball for a very long time. For an arc, of course. Because basically, Frieza came, he did what he wanted, and then he left, right? So now they got to deal with that. And my ending thoughts are, that this past 2 arcs, Toriyama-sensei, which we'll know at this point passed away recently, took out his time to develop on and the story, the lore. We have seen it, all this arc and the previous arc, Bardock, Broly, Yardrak, the Kais, the Angels, Oop, the Dragon Balls, all these themes that are from Dragon Ball Z. He has been going over and trying to bring it to continuity, right? And I absolutely love it. This makes Super great. Right? This past 2 arcs are great. And that's one of the things that I'm confused, that we only got after the Tournament of Power, we got the Broly movie, and then we got the superhero movie, and we skipped these 2 arcs. Because after Broly, we got the Moro arc, then we get the Granola arc, then we get the hero. So I'm not sure why this pacing is done this way. I'm sure that maybe the hero movie was more self-sustained to make a movie of itself. More is more. You gotta do more development of the story. So, but I'm not quite sure why they wish to skip it. But overall, I loved it. I think this is one of my favorite arcs of Dragon Ball Super, if not my favorite, honestly. I like the Black arc a lot. Zamasu arc, I liked it a lot. But I think this might be top one now. Yeah. Even the Tournament of Power has some great things too. With obviously Ultra Instinct and Jiren and all these things. But I think this arc is perfect. Legit perfect. Well, that'll be all. See you next time on the Manga Was Better podcast.